Hi, I'm Daryl Uphol. I'm an assistant professor at Kent State University with business and management-related technologies. I teach most of the business courses and accounting courses. That's just to provide a brief background. My comments here, of course, are not official comments or positions of Kent State University, but merely my personal positions. This is April 27th, 2010. I've been an Ashtabula County resident all of my life, which is about 50 years at this point. The only exception is about 3 years that I lived away right after I had graduated from college. My purpose today is to comment on some of the current economic and financial struggles within this county. There's a May election coming up soon where there's going to be a sales tax issue on the ballot. My position is a little bit odd in that I don't necessarily oppose the tax per se, but I am not going to vote in favor of that sales tax increase. My reason is that I believe it is enabling the leaders of the community to continue to disregard the underlying issues that cause us to constantly have the financial difficulties that we have in this county. These problems and issues weren't created overnight, and they're definitely not going to be solved overnight. On the other hand, if we don't start to address them now, we'll never take that first step. The data that I'm going to be using in the discussion today is from the Ohio Department of Development. Most of it is 2007 data. While, of course, that changes and the details and particulars change, I think for purposes of my analysis and my presentation, the concepts that this data illustrates are going to be supported no matter what the date of the actual information that is used. The first thing I want to look at is the total wages paid to local government workers within the county compared to private sector wages. My personal opinion is that the term revenue, when used by governments, is a terrible abuse of that word. Governments do not raise revenue. Governments collect taxes from individuals' earnings and pay expenses. So whenever you hear that a government entity has increased revenue, that's a code word for increased taxes. And again, I am not opposed to taxes. I believe that government plays a very important role in our lives. It provides key services that can be provided in no other practical way. Taxes are absolutely necessary to support those needs. I think the question here is an issue of a community unable to support the level of services that are currently being provided. And this key ratio that I'm discussing now, I think, is an indicator of this. So if we take the total local government wages divided by private sector wages, in Ohio, that is a little less than 12%. So throughout the state, the average is a little less than 12%. Our neighboring county, Lake County, a very wealthy, influential county, that percentage is just over 14%. Cuyahoga County, it's just under 12%. These are two counties that we see on the news all the time. We think of counties with a fair amount of wealth, a lot of government services. And between them and the state, somewhere between 12 and 14% is the average rate that local government wages are compared to private sector wages. Ashtabula County, on the other hand, is nearly 20%. So our rate of 20% compared to the state rate of less than 12% is 8 percentage points higher than the state. At first, that sounds like not a lot. But when you compare 8 percentage points to the base state rate of 12%, our rate within Ashtabula County is nearly 67% higher than the state rate. This is very substantial. from this one number alone. Everything is relative. With just that number in the Ashtabula County, it would be almost meaningless. If I said 20% and described what it was, you should shrug your shoulders and say, Daryl, you don't know what you're talking about. That number means nothing. But what's important is when we compare it relative to other areas, other communities, and the state as a whole. So this one number alone should give us a key indicator to say, hey, there is a serious problem here. This is a problem that just increasing taxes is not going to solve. It may simply provide a little bit less pain at the moment. It's like putting a small band-aid on a huge wound. It makes us feel better and it looks okay for now, but the problem's going to persist and probably get much worse. So from that point, we look at, well, where does that issue begin? Why is that ratio so out of whack? Another ratio provided in the Ohio Department of Development data that's very telling is one called the dependency ratio. The dependency ratio is total transfer payments within the county divided by the total personal income. Now, transfer payments include, they're mostly all payments to individuals for retirement and disability, medical payments, income maintenance, meaning supplemental SSI, family assistance, food stamps, etc., unemployment benefits, veterans benefits, federal education and training assistance, and those kind of things. So the key here is that this dependency ratio within the state of Ohio is about 17%. Lake County is about 16%. Cuyahoga County is nearly 18%. So somewhere between 16 and 18% is what we're seeing in this dependency ratio. Ashtabula County, it's 26%. So in Ashtabula County, our dependency ratio is 26%. The Ohio average is 17. That's about 9 percentage points different. Again, when you say 9 percentage points, no big deal. But 9 divided by 17, which is the base, gives us a rate that may be only 9 percentage points higher, but represents actually a 53% higher rate than the state average. Now, why is this bad? What's the issue with this dependency ratio? What's wrong with these sources of income? There's nothing wrong per se, but as you would know from examining or knowing people, or perhaps yourself, or receiving these forms of payment, they're not high rates of income. These are basically subsistence levels of income just to help people over the hump. It does not create wealth within the community. It does not create spending. It does not provide the opportunity for investment. Oftentimes people who have these forms of income are unable, due to their situations, to work, to participate in the economy, maybe to go back to school, and so forth. So again, it's not an absolute thing. It's just another indicator, a substantial indicator. So far we have local government to private sector wages, where our rate is about 67% higher than the state average. We have this dependency ratio, where our rate is about 53% higher than the state average rate. Then we look at another item, median household income. This is the income households have to meet their needs to spend and to invest within the community. Ashtabula County's median household income is almost $36,000. The state of Ohio is about $41,000. So we're 13% below the state average. That's so-so. That isn't really bad news at the moment. But then when you look at our neighboring county, merely next door, Lake County's median household income is almost $49,000, where we're at $36,000. So we're maybe 25% less than an adjoining county, in our median household income. So these are mildly negative indicators, but if you couple the fact that we have this high dependency ratio and this median household income that is lower but not as distorted as that as the dependency ratio factor is, I haven't examined this, but what it would lead me to believe is that our income is widely dispersed and skewed towards high income families, where there's perhaps a smaller number of households with higher income that keeps our median household income a bit higher than is a true reflection of the dispersion of income within our community. Well, that's the basic information on those symptoms. Now, it's anyone's guess as to the true cause of the symptom. Obviously, it's probably a number of issues that are involved. But there's one I could just grab right away that's really simple, and this is the number of adults, which is defined as 25 and older, that have at least an associate's degree or higher. So this is an associate degree from a college or higher. In the state of Ohio, 27% of these adults have that. Our neighboring county, Lake County, it's 28%. Cuyahoga is 30%. So somewhere between 27 and 30% of the adults in our state and in our surrounding counties have an associate's degree or higher. In Ashtabula County, that number is 16%. Again, the percentage points don't tell the story. The story is that our rate of 16% is 40% lower than the state rate of 27%. So at this point, we could look and say that perhaps this education is a potential cause, or it in and of itself may also be a symptom. But there's a vast body of research and a lot of support that families do better economically, socially, with stability, and a lot of other reasons, a lot of other benefits from higher levels of education. So this is just a brief summary of some of the information I was able to glean from this data and these statistics. Obviously, it doesn't tell the whole story, but I believe it tells enough that should call our leadership attention to start digging into the root causes of our difficulties rather than to continue to try to put band-aids and patches on something. I, like many people, have political opinions and positions, but I don't really have a negative opinion about our local government officials and their struggles on this. I know many of the leaders, many of the county commissioners, people involved in this debate. I have great respect for their abilities. I believe they're professional and they're competent and doing the very best they can with the resources that exist. I do think, however, that there's been a failure to look at these underlying issues and simply say, look, we have some needs. We can't meet them all. We have to live with that fact until we start to improve some of this underlying data. I would bet any reasonable sum of money, if it was legal, of course, here in Ohio, that if we were to increase our percentage of adults in this county that had associate degrees and decrease the dependency ratio, many of the local government woes, financially anyhow, would start to dissipate. I believe increasing revenues, in quotes, in other words, increasing taxes from a population that is unable to afford to pay those taxes, only worsens the situation and will compound the future negative effects. Well, that's what I have to say for today. I hope that you found it informative, or at least enough to begin a debate and some dialogue on this issue, perhaps to awaken the community leadership to look at more at the underlying issues. Oftentimes I hear, well, what do we need? Jobs. Well, How are we going to get those jobs? Well, some big company's going to come and hire everybody and pay great wages. That's not going to happen. That's like buying a lottery ticket and saying, this is my financial plan or this is my business plan. These companies are astute. They have many analysts that they use. They have a great fiduciary responsibility to their shareholders. I love this county. You know, this is my home. I want it to be better. It's good to say positive, to think positive. But on the other hand, we don't want to fool ourselves and think that our positive thinking is going to influence some huge company to come and provide a lot of high-paying jobs for a population. It's just not going to happen. Now, as some of these other issues start to take care of themselves, those analysts are going to have a different thought process. And I think that's the role that our leadership needs to take. I think that we need leadership to look at the long term, to make a commitment to the long term, to promote the long term. We as citizens and voters need to make intelligent decisions about the long term. By long term, I mean in the next 20 years, basically the next generation or two. Maybe the second generation from this point will start to reap the benefits. We will not. Again, let's look at the reality of it and put together a bunch of good plays that make sense instead of trying to throw that one Hail Mary pass that never gets caught.